So this is the second Sunday after the Epiphany. The epistle is taken from St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, having different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teach in doctrine, he that exhorts in exhorting, he that give with simplicity, he that rule with carefulness, he that show mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, in carefulness, not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. Being of one mind, one towards another, no minding high things, but consenting to the humble. So we stand up to hear the most holy gospel. It's taken from St. John. At that time, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the waiters, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus said to them, "Draw out now and carry to the chief steward of the feast." And they carry it. And when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man at first set forth good wine, and when men had well drunk, then that which is worst. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. That the words of the most holy gospel. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please take a seat. So, dear friends, it's a great joy to be again here in California. So we had this very important teaching of the gospel, which is linked with the epistle. So remember, we are in the Epiphany time. Epiphany time means that we see the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the whole world as God. So this last Sunday we saw the Epiphany, the Feast of the Epiphany and the Octave. So our Lord manifested to the whole world through the Magi's, to the star that he came on earth. So today, again, our Lord, by doing this miracle on the wedding of Cana, he's telling us clearly and to the whole world that he is God. Again, Epiphany means manifestation. In this case, manifestation of God's divinity. These three feasts were linked together. See? The Epiphany, yes, the baptism of our Lord, when God get witness to his Son, and the Holy Ghost appearing as a dove in the head of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, the miracle of Cana of Galilee, the three manifestations of the Epiphany, they are linked together. Even the saints, the fathers of the church, says that the three events happen on the same date in different years. Yes? So what I want to explain to you is this important sign, sacramental sign of the matrimony. To explain again this, but together with the dogma of Our Lady of Merits of All Graces. They go together. Because now this dogma of Our Lady as a co-redentrix, a mediator of all graces, as the Gospel narrates, is being attacked, being contested. So we have to explain. We have to explain again what is this dogma. But I have to link these two dogmas with matrimony, with the greatest manifestations of our Lord on this life. So first we have to say that the Blessed Virgin Mary, her greatest title is to be Mother of God. All her other titles come from that reality. So by being Mother of God, she participated directly in the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. She was the worthy Mother of God. So our Lord, God himself, wanted to come to us through this Immaculate Heart of Mary, worthy to receive her, made by God as to be her worthy mother, as to be able to, for us to be able to receive our Lord Jesus Christ through the hands of our mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So from the very beginning of our Lord's entry into the world, the Blessed Virgin Mary was united to our Lord in the same mission. Heart by heart, drop by drop, drop of blood and sweat, they were associated each other in action, in thought, in words. Okay? So this is the foundation of the dogmas of Our Lady of Meritus of All Graces, Corredentrix, and any other dogma, okay? Any other dogma, any other title of Our Lady comes from this reality. So we see that our Lord was invited to this wedding feast with the apostles, and Our Lady was there. So when the waiters are the spouses were in great need of help, because they had to be a good hospitality and offering the guests a normal feast we had to offer, no? Which was the necessary things for the meal, in this case the wine. So Our Lady, as Mediatrix of All Graces, God gave to her the power to ask and to receive. So this is a decree, eternal decree of God, that each time his mother will ask something, God is going to do it. The first prayer of Our Lady that was granted to her and to us was the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it was a habit of the saints of the Old Testament to ask eagerly for the coming of the Messiah on the earth. Yes? So our Lord came, according to the saints, because Our Lady was asking for his coming. That was the real time, the due time. That prayer of the Blessed Virgin Mary is what caused our Lord to come down on the Incarnation. So, by that decree, therefore, the water being converted into wine has to become also from Our Lady. Our Lord wanted to teach us this principle, this reality, this decree that He decided for the whole eternity. So Our Lady told the waiters that the miracle will be done. So he told the waiters, do as Our Lord is going to tell you to do, because the miracle will be granted. Because why? Because Our Lady wanted the miracle. He prayed for that. He asked for that. Not by words, but by her desires. So Our Lady was asking Our Lord to perform the miracle, basically. It's enough for Our Lord. She wants it. So by telling the waiters, go to Our Lord, and whatever He says, do it, she meant, okay, He's going to perform the miracle, but the way He's going to do it, I don't know, depends upon Him. She only had the desire, the prayer for the heart, saying, Lord, do it. She saw the need of the couple, so she asked God for that, and she directed the waiters to Our Lord. So that is the principle. That is the beauty of this principle. Our Lady knew that decree for experience. She knew that whatever she asked or whatever she desired was granted to her. Always. Always, always, always. And that principle is for everything in our lives. So whatever we receive in the natural level or the supernatural level comes from the Blessed Virgin Mary. Everything. You see why being the Mother of God, but being our mother, God allows her to see our needs, our thoughts, our soul, our lives, our future. She knows exactly what we need. So look that principle. She knows exactly what do we need. The only thing that she needs from us is trust, confidence, but also the disposition of our heart of being humble, of being far from sin, far from the devil, far from pride, and to ask with confidence from Our Lady whatever we want. And Our Lady will grant it to us, of course, if it's according to our welfare. No? If it's going to help us to go to heaven, yes, she will do it. She will grant it. She will ask for it, basically. This is very powerful, believe me. The Blessed Virgin Mary has in her hands everything. And whatever she asks is granted to her. So you put together these two realities means that the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, is all that we need. Because we are giving to her everything for her to lead us to heaven, and she knows exactly what do we need. And she will ask from God those things for us. And exactly as it is fitting for us, for our salvation, He will give it to us. Exactly as is the plan of God for us. So that means that we will arrive to the highest perfection, the highest holiness, if we have just devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary as someone who is completely given to her as a consecration. Is it why to be mediators of all graces is the essence of what Our Lady is, because it's what is a mother about. A mother is the one who gives life, and only is an event. To give life is to raise children. So to give life constantly. It's why parents give life and have the responsibility of the children until they die, basically. even in eternity, because after they go to heaven, they God allowed them to see their children on earth, to keep helping them. So parents give life to the children constantly, in a human level, but constantly. So, but Our Lady, we're speaking Our Lady, He gives life, divine life. Our Lady gives to us divine life, yes, constantly from God, coming from God. So this is extremely important, see? So what we have to reflect is the following. She, at the foot of the cross, she participated in all the sentiments of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that she's not only distributing everything, but she also participated in the source of all graces, which is the cross, the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the Holy Mass. So in the plan of God, she is associated completely, essentially, in His plan, in order to give everything completely and every moment and any time, all the life, all the graces, all that we need to go to heaven eternally, be with God. Even the gift of glory will be given to us through the Queen, to Mary. So all this means that we just concentrate in serving Mary. So the spirit of praying a Hail Mary, for example, you had the experience of praying the Hail Mary. So what we have to do is to turn our daily minutes of the watch, daily minute, daily time, as if we were praying the Hail Mary. I will explain more about this. So it means every minute, every moment, we have to be greeting Mary, Hail Mary, greeting Mary. So to live in the presence of Mary. We should never lose sight that she's the masterpiece and she's our life. She's the way that God placed, the truth, the way and the life God placed on earth for us to lead to Him. So we have to be greeting Mary the whole time. Not only by words, but also by thought, by heart. Hail Mary should be in our lips, in our presence, in our dressing, in our behavior. Greeting Mary, so doing for Mary, being in the presence of Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace means we must activate that hope, that confidence, that she is full of those graces to give us life continually at the natural level and supernatural level. Now you will understand why sacraments depends upon Mary also. She will give us the fruit of sacraments, even if we don't have physically the sacraments. She will give us the fruit, the spiritual fruit of the sacraments, without being present to the sacraments, just by her intercession. So the source of all graces is Our Lady on the cross, Our Lady giving us life. Sacraments are the means, but it's not the only means. In such a way that if we have true devotion to Mary, He will give us those means continually. Mass or no mass, physically, presently, doesn't matter. She will give us those graces if we participate by faith at the mass. Or for example, for confession, we don't have confession available. We just give Our Lady our need, our sadness, our repentance, our desire of sanctifying grace. She will give it to us, that grace of perfect contrition, to win back sanctifying grace before going to confession. Yes, of course. It's why we are not in a hurry of confession. We should never consider that to be we are in a hurry of going to confession. No, it's not a hurry. We are in a hurry of going to Mary for the grace of repentance. Oh, yes, it's a hurry. Hail Mary, continually. We're in a hurry of not being detached from Mary every moment. This is the hurry. The devotion to Mary is the essential thing that God wants us to give life. Confession in due time, yes, we may receive it. According to God's plan, God's will, He may make us to wait months, maybe. Doesn't matter, whatever. But we have the grace, the source of grace, to win those graces through Mary. We should be peaceful about that. There is no mass, real mass or confessions or real priests. Often, we should be peaceful about that. Not to despair as if sacraments were the only way or the means that if we don't have it, we don't have salvation. It's a horrible lack of hope. Yes? It's a horrible lack of hope. So, when we keep saying the Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, we are saying everything there. So we believe that the action of Mary is enough and is complete. Because the Lord is with her. We don't need nothing else than to trust Mary, to go to Mary, to have in our lips Mary. Blessed art thou, most blessed is the name of thy womb, Jesus, because each time we bless Mary or we think in Mary, she thinks in Jesus for us. When we say Mary, Mary says Jesus. So Jesus receives our greeting through her. Therefore, it's perfect, becomes perfect our prayer. Why? Because it blesses the fruit of her womb, which is Jesus. So she acts on our behalf. So our prayer, our disposition becomes perfect if we are with Mary. Perfect. Means that we receive the fullness of grace in that moment through Mary. If we really believe, if we really love her and we really trust her, we will receive the fullness of grace, the efficacious grace in that moment. This is why we end saying Holy Mary means the Immaculate, the life of God, the holiness of God is there. Holy Mary, Mother of God, which is the title, is the origin of all graces. Pray for us sinners. Now, which is an eternal present. So God, through Mary, give us these graces eternally, from now on, eternally. Now, because God lives in the eternal present. Because we are still on earth, we say now and in the hour of our death. So this continual present until death, which will continue in eternity. This is why Mary is everything. It's the reason why when the Pope, Leo XIV, suppressed the title of Corredentrix, a Mediator for Graces, she attacked, I don't judge him, but by doing that, he's suppressing the most important, the most essential, the most beautiful dogmas of our faith. It's what's horrible. I say it and I still hold it. It's the greatest attack on our holy religion since Vatican II, is what Leo XIII says a few months ago against using the title of Corredentrix and Mediator for Graces for Mary. It's horrible. It's diabolical. Because it's the essence of the mission of our Lord on earth in our souls. Because He distributes his sacrifice of the Mass of this on the cross through Mary. Because our Lord won all graces on the cross. But He distributes those graces only through Mary, only. And to start doubting those realities by what Leo XIV says is tremendously horrible. It's the worst we have seen, we have heard so far from the new church, from the Novus Ordo church. So we have to apply these principles, therefore, in our life, to remember these principles. And concerning matrimony, we have to remember that when the Canticle of Canticles of Solomon in the Old Testament, when the Holy Ghost wrote that poem, is the union between our Lord and our Lady. It's what the saints who wrote about this poem said. That poem reflects mainly the union between our Lord and our Lady. This is why St. Paul says that the matrimony is a sign of the union with our Lord and the Church, because our Lady is precisely the reality of the life of the Church. No? Therefore, when we speak about matrimony, we have to speak about that intimacy of our Lord and our Lady, that union. Nobody can break. And our Lord did everything for her. It's why St. Thomas Aquinas said that our Lord, being all admiring, he could not have done a better mother. Look what he said. Our Lord, God himself, being all admiring, couldn't make better Mary. Means that God gave everything to her. Everything. It's the same way that a husband has to be with the wife. He sacrificed as if the wife were Mary. Everything to her. A sacrifice, complete sacrifice. This is love. A complete sacrifice, giving all his life, all his resources, all his thoughts to the wife. And the wife has to behave like Mary towards Jesus Christ. At the foot of the cross, obeying and suffering at the foot of the cross, doesn't matter how much is the price to pay in order to be obedient to the husband, to our Lord Jesus Christ, every moment until the death and death of the cross. Obedient until the death and death of the cross. This is Our Lady's attitude. It's what Our Lady did for our Lord. Complete surrender, crucifying surrender, and crucifying love until the end. It's the love of the wife for the husband. Heroic love of obedience, of surrender and sacrifice, as the husband was our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the beauty of matrimony. It's why our Lord showed this manifestation of his power and marries as the mediatrix of all graces in a wedding feast, in a wedding ceremony. To remind us that his union with Mary and the prerogatives of Mary are parallel with the sacrament of matrimony, that our Lord gives to the husband, Mary herself, if he does the sacrifice of all his life for his wife. And also that our Lord is going to give to the husband all that he needs to save his soul and to be saint, to become a saint. If Our Lady behaves towards the husband as Our Lady behaves towards our Lord Jesus Christ, in a complete obedience and surrender of love, sacrificing love until the end. This is why it's so beautiful, these realities. And the attack to the Catholic Church has been severe, very severe, under Leo the 14th. Had to make reparation and to go to Mary more than ever, and to repair that blasphemy without precedence, the worst attack in the history of mankind, of the Church, and to respond by a true devotion to Mary, a real consecration of our life. Nothing will be lacking to the one who has devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. To make help us to understand these realities. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.